Read the questions.
Example.
In Tutankhamun's tomb, there is a chariot that weighs 35 kilograms. So, you know, you could lift it with one arm if you're pretty strong. And it's like the Ferrari of its day. It's like a super, super fast war chariot. And what happens around that period is that kings in the ancient Near East, in Assyria, in Egypt, start to depict themselves in murals, in wall carvings as, you know, these awesome people who ride around in chariots and smite their enemies. And this idea that you are what you drive, and the more powerful you are, the faster your vehicle has to be, dates from that period. And this is why Tutankhamun has this super duper fast chariot in his tomb.
Extract number one.
They're different wheels. So the first wheels are very, very thick, heavy wheels, solid wheels made of planks of wood stuck together. They're not made as a lot of people might think. You know, if you've seen the Flintstones, you might think the first wheels are, you know, you get a big log and you chop a slice off the end of it. The problem with that is there are two problems. Firstly, you need a saw, and saws are actually really hard to make. I mean, think about it. You need to make a piece of metal with teeth on it that are really sharp. The saws aren't invented until about 2000 years after the wheels. So that's definitely not how the first wheels are made. And the second problem with it is if you make a wheel by chopping a slice off a log, it's a really rubbish wheel. It's really small, so it can't go over big bumps in the ground. And it turns out that the grain in the wood means that the wood kind of crumbles and the wheel falls apart really easily. So what you really want is planks of wood, which you can make by splitting logs using chisels. And then you stick the planks together and you chisel out a circular wheel.
Extract number two.
The invention of the wheel is about 3500 BC, and it used to be thought that it was in Mesopotamia because the Mesopotamians invented so many other things. They invented cities and writing and, you know, large-scale beer production, you know, really important aspects of civilization, I'm sure you'll agree. And so it was assumed that they must have invented the wheel as well. But the latest archaeological evidence is that actually wheels were invented in Eastern Europe, and the earliest surviving wheel is from Ljubljana, and it's from around that time. And so what seems to have happened is that wheels were invented possibly as a sort of byproduct of copper mining. It's the copper age, and moving all of that copper ore around, you know, you can imagine that someone might have said, you know, it'd be easier if instead of carrying it around in baskets, we stuck some wheels on the side.
Extract number three.
The Romans didn't use chariots at all, except for racing and for in triumphs. They're kind of amused, actually, when the Romans arrive in Britain and they discover the locals are still using war chariots. They go, oh, how quaint, how sweet. And we've kind of moved on from that. And what happens is that wheeled vehicles become something associated with women. And so Roman noble women are allowed to ride in chariots, allowed to ride in wheeled vehicles, and they have these special sort of carriages for them. And the idea of the sort of princess in the you know, magic carriage that's made out of a pumpkin, and the knight that she marries, you know, doesn't ride in it with her. He always rides on a horse next to it. This is this is essentially an idea that comes from that period, where it's actually seen as demeaning for noble men to go in wheeled vehicles. They should be on horseback because that's the only way for a real man to travel around. And so we get this period where the wheel falls out of favor again. It's briefly, you know, it's been popular for like 1200 years during the chariot period, and then it falls falls out of favor for about another 1800 years, where people are like, no, I'm a man. I need horses. And only girls go in wheeled vehicles.
Extract number 4.
So you get the first sort of taxis based on wheels. You get the Hackney carriages in London, which infuriates the previous taxi drivers of London. So previously, if you needed to get a taxi, you needed to get around in London, you went down to the river and you got a waterman who would row you to wherever you needed to go. And when these Hackney carriages arrive, they sound a lot like black cab drivers now complaining about Uber. They go, what is this new invention? This is terrible. This is taking away my livelihood. And all our profit runs away on wheels, as they complained.
Extract number 5.
Horse-drawn transport was the dominant form of transport within cities of various kinds. So you could ride a horse, you could go in a horse-drawn, carriage, you could go in a hackney cab, which was like a taxi pulled by a horse. There were horse buses, and then some of them went on rails and they were called horse cars. But essentially it was all horses all the time. And in the fastest growing, largest cities of the Western world, there was literally a growing problem, which was the horse manure was piling up on the streets. And for a while in the 19th century, it was the case that people would pay to take it away, because you could, if you had the right to gather the horse manure on the streets of London, you could scoop it all up, stick it on a cart, take it to the countryside and sell it to farmers as fertilizer. And what starts to happen in the second half of the 19th century is that there's so much of it, the farmers don't want to buy it, the price collapses, and cities have to start paying people to take it away, and they don't know what to do with it.
Now, listen again.
Example.
In Tutankhamun's tomb, there is a chariot that weighs 35 kilograms. So, you could lift it with one arm if you're pretty strong. And it's like the Ferrari of its day. It's like a super, super fast war chariot. And what happens around that period is that kings in the ancient Near East, in Assyria, in Egypt, start to depict themselves in murals, in wall carvings as, these awesome people who ride around in chariots and smite their enemies. And this idea that you are what you drive, and the more powerful you are, the faster your vehicle has to be, dates from that period. And this is why Tutankhamun has this super duper fast chariot in his tomb.
Extract number 1.
They're different wheels. So the first wheels are very, very thick, heavy wheels, solid wheels made of planks of wood stuck together. They're not made, as a lot of people might think, if you've seen the Flintstones, you might think the first wheels are, you get a big log and you chop a slice off the end of it. The problem with that is there are two problems. Firstly, you need a saw, and saws are actually really hard to make. I mean, think about it. You need to make a piece of metal with teeth on it that are really sharp. The saws aren't invented until about 2,000 years after the wheels. So that's definitely not how the first wheels are made. And the second problem with it is if you make a wheel by chopping a slice off a log, it's a really rubbish wheel. It's really small, so it can't go over big bumps in the ground. And it turns out that the grain in the wood means that the wood kind of crumbles and the wheel falls apart really easily. So what you really want is planks of wood, which you can make by splitting logs using chisels. And then you stick the planks together and you chisel out a circular wheel.
Extract number 2.
The invention of the wheel is about 3500 BC, and it used to be thought that it was in Mesopotamia because the Mesopotamians invented so many other things. They invented cities and writing and, you know, large-scale beer production, you know, really important aspects of civilization, I'm sure you'll agree. And so it was assumed that they must have invented the wheel as well. But the latest archaeological evidence is that actually wheels were invented in Eastern Europe, and the earliest surviving wheel is from Ljubljana, and it's from around that time. And so what seems to have happened is that wheels were invented possibly as a sort of byproduct of copper mining. It's the copper age, and moving all of that copper ore around, you know, you can imagine that someone might have said, you know, it'd be easier if instead of carrying it around in baskets, we stuck some wheels on the side.
Extract number 3.
The Romans didn't use chariots at all, except for racing and for in triumphs. They're kind of amused, actually, when the Romans arrive in Britain and they discover the locals are still using war chariots. They go, oh, how quaint, oh, how sweet. And we've kind of moved on from that. And what happens is that wheeled vehicles become something associated with women. And so Roman noble women are allowed to ride in chariots, allowed to ride in wheeled vehicles, and they have these special sort of carriages for them. And the idea of the sort of princess in the magic carriage that's made out of a pumpkin. And the knight that she marries, you know, doesn't ride in it with her. He always rides on a horse next to it. This is this is essentially an idea that comes from that period where it's actually seen as demeaning for noble men to go in wheeled vehicles. They should be on horseback because that's the only way, for a real man to travel around. And so we get this period where the wheel falls out of favor again. It's briefly, you know, it's been popular for like 1200 years during the chariot period, and then it falls out of favor for about another 1800 years, where people are like, no, I'm a man, I need horses, and only girls go in wheeled vehicles.
Extract number 4.
So you get the first sort of taxis based on wheels. You get the hackney carriages in London, which infuriates the previous taxi drivers of London. So previously, if you needed to get a taxi, you needed to get around in London, you went down to the river and you got a waterman who would row you to wherever you needed to go. And when these hackney carriages arrive, they sound a lot like black cab drivers now complaining about Uber. They go, what is this new invention? This is terrible. This is taking away my livelihood. And all our profit runs away on wheels, as they complained.
Extract number 5.
Horse-drawn transport was the dominant form of transport within cities of various kinds. So you could ride a horse, you could go in a horse-drawn, you know, carriage, you could go in a hackney cab, which was like a taxi pulled by a horse. There were horse buses, and then some of them went on rails and they were called horse cars. But essentially it was all horses all the time. And in the fastest growing largest cities of the Western world, there was literally a growing problem, which was the horse manure was piling up on the streets. And for a while in the 19th century, it was the case that people would pay to take it away, because you could, you know, if you had the right to gather the horse manure on the streets of London, you could scoop it all up, stick it on a cart, take it to the countryside and sell it to farmers as fertilizer. And what starts to happen in the second half of the 19th century is that there's so much of it, the farmers don't want to buy it, the price collapses, and cities have to start paying people to take it away, and they don't know what to do with it.
That is the end of part 2.